actually better with high temperatures in the low to mid-90s each day. Showers and thunderstorms are likely on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Two more people are facing criminal charges in connection with the deadly boat crash on Smith Lake. Troopers say a Winston County grand jury drew up charges against Nick and Jody Suggs, both of Decatur. Authorities say they were involved in the boat crash that killed a Troy woman on the 4th of July. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office has made an arrest in a murder investigation. 35-year-old Douglas Scarborough is being charged with murder in the shooting death of 72-year-old Jerry Scarborough. This happened Wednesday near the intersection of Highway 82 and County Road 101. And Alabama News Network's second annual Putts for Paws golf tournament is happening today at Emerald Mountain Golf Club. This event raises money for the Elmore County Humane Society. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Marguerites. How do we do it? We make it. We really make it. We custom design with you involved every step. Our diamonds are only the best. Forevermark. Direct from the De Beers Mines to Marguerites in Montgomery, Alabama. Master Jewelers, this is what totally separates us from all the others. And Marguerites, your jewelry is the most important thing in the world. Marguerites open 7 days a week, located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
You wouldn't go to a mechanic and expect them to bake a great birthday cake, so why use all-in-one contractors who dabble in a little bit of everything but aren't pros of anything? Baron Coleman from News and Views here. Don't get caught up in using a jack-of-all-trade and a master of none. At Chase Interiors does one thing, ceiling and wall repair. From drywall cracks to holes in your walls or ceilings, that's their specialty. Always on time, they try to make the process as pleasant and painless as possible. Trust the pros. Trust Chase Interiors. 799-1502. 799-1502 for Chase Interiors.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
All right, I feel bad after my little rant.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to be mean. I just want to stop bad behavior. It's like with my kids.
Never complain, never explain.
I don't want my kids to think I'm mean. There's certain things I don't want them to do.
Yeah, no, sometimes you got to lay down the law, though, man.
I know. Third hour underway. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. We had a caller seminar, and it did wonders. And actually, this was probably, 2 years ago we did that?
Mm-hmm.
It was a long time ago, but It's held over because a lot of our calls are really pretty good. But every now and then people forget the basic rules.
John and his friends are having a pretty wild party here, Barry.
Yeah, John Mellencamp always has a pretty wild party. Our number 272-9228, that is the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. I am going to finish this story here before I take the calls, but I'm getting close to the end because it's going much faster now. All right, what we're talking about, if you're just tuning in now for the third hour. During the third and fourth segments of the last hour, I'm going through a list of 10 items the Hill's John Solomon has detailed that could be declassified that would guarantee Donald Trump is vindicated in this whole Russian nonsense. Now, John Solomon has never been wrong. in his entire Russian reporting. He's never been wrong. Therefore, I encourage everyone to go to the Hill's website, isolate the stories by John Solomon, and you can do that by just clicking on John Solomon. Or Google John Solomon the Hill, and you'll go right to his page, and you'll see all of his stories, and there's hundreds of them. And you go read them all, and you'll have a PhD-level understanding of what happened in 2016, 17, and 18, and even 19 in this Russian investigation. I'll continue with this list. This is the top 10 things. The first five were mind-blowing and explosive. There's five more. I'll go quickly on this. Then we'll take your phone calls at 272-9228 on the BathInnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228. Again, seven minutes after 11 o'clock. All right, the Gang of Eight briefing materials. This is the sixth thing that could be declassified. The Gang of Eight briefing materials. The Gang of Eight, for those who don't know, it's the Speaker of the House, the Minority Leader, the Senate Majority Leader, the Senate Minority Leader, and then the ranking member and chair of each of the Intelligence Committee, House and Senate. These were a series of classified briefings and briefing books the FBI and Department of Justice provided to the key Gang of Eight in the summer of 2018 that identify the shortcomings in the Russian collusion narrative. Of all the documents congressional leaders were shown, this right here, these ones I'm talking about now, these are the most frequently cited to John Solomon in private as having changed the minds of lawmakers who weren't initially convinced of the FISA abuses or FBI irregularities. But they're classified. If they can be declassified, the rest of the country and the media can have the same change of heart. These were over a year ago in the hands of congressional leaders, the Gang of Eight. They can be in your hands if the Attorney General get off his duff and get these things out in the open. Number seven, the Steele spreadsheet. John Solomon recently had a piece up where he said that the FBI kept a spreadsheet on the accuracy and reliability of every single claim in the Steele dossier. According to sources to John Solomon, who has never been wrong, who has great sources, according to his sources, it shows as much as 90% of the claims in the Steele dossier could not be corroborated, were debunked, or turned out to be open source internet rumors. Steele even tried to leak this intel before Election Day. It was critical to him to get it out before Election Day. And John Solomon recently reviewed a document that described Steele's information as, quote, minimally corroborated, and that the FBI's confidence in it was medium. Yet this is what they took to the FISA court, even though 90% of it could not be corroborated, was flat out debunked, or turned out to be just a stupid internet rumor. That's the document they took to the FISA court and said, give us a warrant. And this spreadsheet will prove they knew. This spreadsheet exists. It is available to be declassified by one Attorney General Bill Barr. We will see if he does it. Number eight, the Steele interview. It has been reported and confirmed that the Inspector General for the Department of Justice interviewed Christopher Steele. They did so for as long as 16 hours, and they talked to him about his contacts with the FBI while working for Clinton's opposition research. If you just look at the documents already forced into the public view, if you just take those documents, and these are by lawsuits that Steele admitted in the fall of 2016, where he was so desperate to defeat Trump, he had a political deadline, he wanted to make the dirt public, he was working for the Democrat National Committee, he was working for the Clinton campaign, he was trying to leak to the news and the media what was in this dossier that, again, the FBI says is 90% bunk. Now, if he told all that to the FBI and it wasn't disclosed to the FISA court, again, heads roll. Number nine, the redacted sections of the third FISA renewal application. There were four FISA warrants targeting the Trump campaign. This was the last, the third renewal. There was the original, there was the first renewal, the second renewal, the third renewal. This was the last one. It was renewed 6 months after Trump became president. It was renewed in June of 2017. It was renewed after Robert Mueller's probe had started. It was signed by then-Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. It is the one FISA application that the House Republicans have repeatedly asked to be released. And John Solomon has intel telling him that the big reveal in the currently redacted sections of the application is that it contained both misleading information and evidence of intrusive tactics. I'm quoting him here. Intrusive tactics used by the U.S. government to infiltrate Donald Trump's orbit. Now, if that's true, think of the implications. This was done while he was president. Not candidate Trump, not president-elect Trump.
Yeah.
This was done while he was President Trump. Misleading information sent to a court to spy on the President of the United States. Try to take him out. Now, in the third world, we call that a coup. This is evidence of a coup. There are ways you deal with coups. Coups are acts of war.
True.
I, myself, anyone who knows me and talks to me regularly knows I am 100% against the death penalty. I'm also 100% against war. Most of the time. But when you're trying to effectuate a coup in the United States that is an act of war, I'll leave it up to the imaginations of the listeners, my opinions on how that should be dealt with. But I'm telling you, it involves a very long rope. And an even longer fall space. Records of allies' assistance, number 10. This is the big one. This is the reason I think this probe is being hidden for so long, even though the President of the United States has the ability to declassify it. This is what potentially could cause World War III. This is what could cause the realignments of allies, former allies of the United States to never again be considered allies, to have all ties severed. Multiple sources have said a handful of U.S. allies overseas, possibly Great Britain, possibly Australia, possibly even Italy, were asked to get involved in this operation against Trump. Members of Congress have searched recently, just recently, for some key contact documents with the British intelligence system. John Solomon sources say, and remember, John Solomon has never been wrong. John Solomon sources say these documents might help explain Attorney General Bill Barr's recent comments that, quote, the use of foreign intelligence capabilities and counterintelligence capabilities against an American political campaign, to me, is unprecedented, and it's a serious red line that's been crossed. In other words, the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Obama administration used foreign assistance, I'm saying it slowly for a reason, because it's the exact same thing they've been accusing Trump of. They used foreign assistance to rig a presidential election. Foreign influence on a campaign. That is what they've been accusing him of. It's 16 minutes after 11. Flower Child and Sam, hang on. I'll be back with you in a second. More Dave Mowry, more Baron Coleman, more news and views on the other side of the break.
your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. Guys, 20 minutes after 11 o'clock. Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group, 551-0225. Let me say that over because I screwed it up. Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group, 551-0225. 551-0225, Bo Goodson. 40-plus years in the real estate business, almost 40 years teaching real estate. And this guy runs the Goodson Group, which is a top-notch organization. Look, you want to sell your house? You can list it with anybody. You can list it. You want to sell your house? Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group, 551-0225. You want to manage some real estate property? That's fine. You've got some investment property, you got some rental property, but you're tired of tracking people down and trying to screen tenants and evict people and get things fixed and deal with the plumber and the install guy who comes. Look, Bo Goodson, the Goodson Group, 551-0225. Say, Bo, handle it. Handle it, McMahon, handle it. You want to buy a house? You want to learn how to become a real estate professional? Bo Goodson, the Goodson Group. TheGoodsonGroup.com, 551-0225. 551-0225, or check them out online, TheGoodsonGroup.com. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman. I'm going to shut my big mouth up because I've been talking for far too long, including a sharp segment at the end of the hour number two, where I kind of went bonkers over people trying to talk to me off air. I feel bad. I shouldn't have said that.
I think you're all right.
Flower child.
Hey, John Solomon and Sarah Carter are always insinuating, look at the time frame before, mm-hmm. you know, like June or yeah. whatever. And here's my little theory. Manafort was hired in March on the Trump team in 2016.
Yeah.
Admiral Rogers shut down the contractor thing on April 18th. April 19th, Mary Jacoby, who happens to be Lynn Simpson's wife, goes to the White House, according to the White House logs, Mary Jacoby was a file clerk at the Whitewater Rose law firm.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they all knew the Clintons from then. April 20th, Hillary and the DNC hired Fusion GPS to start Russiagate. May 20th, Nellie Orr opens up her ham radio license.
Well, she just wanted to go into ham radio.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and Samantha Powers, you know, did those 260 unmaskings.
Mm-hmm.
And you ought to go and look up and see who her husband is. All these women that have names different than their husbands,
mm-hmm.
they're involved somehow or another.
Well, I agree with you on everything you said so far. I think that's the timing you're talking about. It's interesting to me. It's interesting to me, and by the way, for those that don't know, Samantha Powers married to Cass Sunstein. He's a University of Chicago professor and influencer of Obama from a long time ago. He's the inventor of, basically, he's I call him the godfather. I'm going to give you an offer you can't refuse. I mean, that's what Cass Sunstein's whole economic theory is. You give people choices, but they really don't have a choice. No. It's the illusion of choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's like Obamacare. You don't have to get our Obamacare. You can go on your own. We're just going to fine you to death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you don't have to take it. It's up to you. You don't have to take mm-hmm. it. That's a Cass Sunstein move. But that's who. Anyway, I think that you're right. Paul Manafort was a plant from the beginning. I'm up in the air on whether or not Carter Page was a plant. And is trying to stay off of Trump's radar by being Trump's biggest defender right now. I still don't know whether he was a plant from the beginning or not. I don't think George Papadopoulos was, but I think Carter Page could have been.
Mm-hmm.
I'm convinced now. I think Paul Manafort was, which is why I think Trump allowed them to go after him and provided no cover, no support, no pardon, no commutation, no anything. I think Trump by now knows. Paul Manafort kicked this whole thing off. My God, Paul Manafort worked for John Podesta's brother. That's what he got. That's what the whole investigation into Paul Manafort was about. The time he spent at the Podesta group.
That's about making money. That's about making money. I don't think Manafort was a plant.
I do.
Now, Carter Page, I think he was a plant. But
yeah.
Anyway, but see, Glenn Simpson and Mary Jacoby had written this story in 07. About Manafort and the Ukraines and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the FBI made up evidence against, to put Manafort in jail this last time, you know, I mean, you know, because he worked under Trump.
Mm-hmm.
That was their flashpoint, was they had a Russian connection when Manafort joined the team, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. We'll see. I'm assuming, I hope, the truth on a lot of this comes out. If for no other reason, then it's fun to watch. Yeah.
Can I give you a couple of little tidbits?
Well, yeah, make it snappy, but go ahead.
Okay. 2011 was when Loretta Fuddy.
Mm-hmm. Have we talked about Loretta Fuddy, or have we talked about Loretta Fuddy? Dave's scared to mention her name.
Was one of the weirdest things I've ever even heard of.
Anyway, Obama convinces Neil Abercrombie to run for governor
mm-hmm.
of Hawaii.
Correct.
He wins in December.
Right.
January, he appoints Loretta Fuddy, who's not a medical doctor.
Right.
Okay. I mean, I know you know all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And then in March, she comes up with the, she gets hired as director. In April, she presents the long form. And guess what happens the next week?
She's, it's not the next week. It was about 90 days later. But she was killed in a plane crash.
No.
Oh, go ahead.
Obama shoots and kills, or has bin Laden shot and killed the mm-hmm. next week after the birth certificate comes out.
Okay.
Talk about changing the narrative.
Yeah.
Now, I have seen stuff that Loretta Fuddy thing was actually an extraction and not the SEAL diver killing her since then.
Mm. What do you mean? They were trying to save her?
Yes.
But then how did she die? They screwed up?
Well, they just made it up that
she's
she
not
died.
Dead. No, she's dead.
Well,
she had
anyway,
a funeral and everything else.
Loretta Fuddy was friends with Ann Dunham.
Because, I didn't know that. How do you know that? That age doesn't match up.
They were together in Seattle, and they both are the part of this religion, SUBUD.
Wow. Yeah, but they are so far apart in ages.
Yeah, but they're all CIA agents.
Now you're talking my language here, because I think there's a 100% chance Stanley Ann Dunham, the mother of Barack H. Obama, was a CIA worker. Yeah, Loretta Fuddy, dead as a witch. She got her own Wikipedia entry, by the way. I'm looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
She was killed. I don't know that she was extracted, because after the frogman came, she still floated around out there for like 30 minutes before she died of a heart attack.
They inserted another person to look like her.
Now that's a bridge I can't pass. That's a bridge
okay.
I can't cross. All right,
well,
appreciate it, though. Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah. I'm with her till we're snatching bodies. Sam, are you the same Sam I barked at earlier? I'm sorry.
Oh, it was me. No problem. Listen, what I wanted to share with you, talking about corruption at the FBI, I always go back to the story of Dr. Frederick Whitehurst. He was the head of the forensic lab. You know, he wasn't the head janitor or the head secretary. He was the head of the forensic lab, and he was asked to jimmy up evidence to prosecute people. And of course, he was a whistleblower, and he complained about it, and what did it get him? It got him fired, and they paid him off. But this was during the Bush era, and hopefully what I'm getting to is, if it's time to reshuffle, fire some folks, hopefully Donald Trump, this is the time to do it. The FBI has been needing to be cleaned up quite a while, and we need to have our trust and faith in them. That was my two cents on that. Man, the show sounds great.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, Sam. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks,
yeah.
Sam.
All right, I'm looking here. Loretta Fuddy was a practitioner of Subud,
an international spiritual movement that began in Indonesia in the 1920s, founded by Muhammad Subu Somahabadidjodo.
She was the chairwoman of Subud's USA National Committee from 2006 to 2008.
The basis of Subud is a spiritual exercise called the Latihan Kijawan, which was said by Muhammad Subu to represent guidance from the power of God or the great life force. Not a new teaching or religion, recommended that Subud members practice an established religion, left the choice of religion up to the individual.
Some members converted to Islam. Others found their faith and practice in Christianity and Judaism. Worldwide membership of 10,000. Now, do we know that Ann Dunham was in a Subud here? Because didn't she live in Indonesia for a while? Actually, Barack lived in Indonesia for a while. Barry. He was Barry Sotero at the time.
Well, you know.
How about that? I didn't know that. Yep. She was a member of the mystical cult Subud. How about that? Wow. I had no idea.
We're through the looking glass here, people. Black is white, and white is black.
We are so far through the looking glass. Hey, guys, let's take a break. Let's reset. The Subud stuff may be too much for even my mind to handle. I don't want to cause any accidents on the highway. We'll be back.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
I'm a mom, and I know David Woods.
I'm a veteran. I know David Woods.
We know David Woods.
Sure, I know David Woods. David cares about education, and I trust him to fix our broken schools.
David volunteers to support our military. He'll protect Maxwell and Gunter Air Force bases.
You know, David Woods is as sick of criminals as we are.
He'll put a police precinct in every part of Montgomery.
David Woods has the vision to make Montgomery a better, safer city.
I'm David Woods. I want to bring Montgomery together to rid our neighborhoods of crime and reverse the downward decline of our schools so all our children can achieve their dreams. Together, we can create new opportunities, new hope, and new jobs for the River Region.
Join me
in voting for our next mayor.
David Woods for mayor.
Paid for by David Woods for Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. One of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
With the rain chances running pretty high over the next few days, if your town has been getting skipped lately, the daily chances are decent today and right on through the weekend. For today, with a high temperature in the middle 90s and triple-digit heat indices, scattered showers and thunderstorms most numerous this afternoon and this evening. And then they'll fade out in the overnight hours tonight. We'll fall to the mid-70s. Tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, your odds of getting a shower or thunderstorm are actually better, with high temperatures in the low to mid-90s each day. Showers and thunderstorms are likely on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. He's open till 5 o'clock Tuesday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. Troop Booth, Heirloom Jewelers. Why do I always use his name? Because he is Heirloom Jewelers. You're not going to go in there and deal with some dunderhead. You're not going to go in there and deal with some ditzo. You're going to deal with the Booth family, Troop Booth. You're going to deal with a guy who is the general manager, the sales manager, the salesman, the financier, and all of it, all in one package. So as a result, He can keep the cost responsible and low, lower than everybody else. So when you go, you know, jewelry's different. I mean, jewelry's a little different than other things. It's not like you're selling a box of toothpicks. You know, 50 toothpicks is 50 toothpicks. It's not like you're selling a large cotton T-shirt. Large cotton T-shirt, large cotton T-shirt. He is selling a unique, each individual item is totally unique. It doesn't exist anywhere else on the earth. Each individual item is totally 100% unique. And as a result, some places will scam you and run the price up. Not Troop Booth, not Heirloom Jewelers. Go by there when you get a chance. Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across from Do Re Mi Karaoke. I'm telling you right now, trust the guy. I trust him implicitly. Go by there and talk to him. Troop Booth, Heirloom Jewelers, 36 minutes after 11 o'clock. I just spent the break. Didn't we have somebody on hold?
Yeah.
I told him to turn the radio down the back.
Yeah, you did. You told him,
I just spent the break looking into the Subud religion and some of its adherents. What a weird group of people. I'll be the first to tell you. You know what? And I'll say this, too. Whenever I say somebody's religion is weird, they say, yeah, well, would you have called Jesus' disciples weird? Yes, I would have. That's weirdos. I mean, now looking back, you're thankful they existed and did what they did, and they were out there trying to get the truth out. But if I came to you today and I said, but Dave, I'm following this guy who died and came back from the dead, and I saw him fly up to heaven.
Listen, man, there's this guy out in the desert. Oh, Charlie Manson? No. Jesus. Yeah. I think that's what Manson said, too. But he was just like built on that, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Yeah, you'd definitely be like, eh, right. Not sure about this, Baron.
And so I'm fully aware that the Sioux Buds, you know, I'm calling them weird. And I understand the implications of that because people would have called the early Christians weird too. You know, all religions had a kind of a weird starting point. Joseph Smith looking into the hat with the stones. Muhammad out there wandering around. An angel comes to him and tells him all these things. Jesus rising from the dead. I mean, they all have kind of the weird start, right?
Mm-hmm.
Abraham saying, eh, this place is nice, but I'm going to go over there where all those hostile enemies are, and I'm going to take it over. That's, you know,
yeah.
not your typical.
Yeah, where are you going with your kid, Abe? Well, God told me you were going to kill him.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, if
what am I going to do, say no?
If you were Abraham's neighbor at the time,
yeah, you'd be like,
call the cops.
You'd be like, Abe, you're a little bit out there.
You call the cops. You'd have Abraham committed and the kid placed in foster custody. I mean, or you're a terrible person, one or the other. You certainly wouldn't sit there and be like, well, I mean, Abraham said God told him to kill his kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we got to let him go. Maybe God will put a ram in the thicket. Who knows? Who knows? But that's Suba. That's some weird stuff. That's weirder than anything we just talked about. And I follow one of those religions. And I recognize they can be a little weird from time to time. 38 minutes after 11 o'clock. Who is this?
Hey, it's Tom Baudette. How
hey,
are
buddy.
You?
I didn't even talk about the Navy, man.
Well, I wanted to just call and say thank you, sir, for your apology, for your, for what you said earlier at the top of the hour before.
Oh, it wasn't you I was talking to.
No, but we're just minion out here.
Oh.
You know, we get on the radio, and it's like some big deal for us.
Oh.
You get on there every day, and you're smart, and you know everything, and we get on there and want to make
our... At least Tom knows what the hell he's talking about. I recognize that during the break that I got a little out of control and I went a little too far. I totally 100% recognize that during the break, and I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. My point is, I've told this audience 1,000 times, we don't have the luxury that every other talk radio show in town, except the Kevin Elkin show, we don't have the luxury everybody else has, which is a call screener. Dan has a call screener, Greg has a call screener, Greg in the morning has a call screener. I don't have a call screener. And so I have to talk to everybody, but I also run the board. Dave and I help pick out the music. I got to get the music loaded, fired up, queued, set up, ready to go. I guess, you know, I got to look at stories, refresh myself of what we're covering. I don't have time to hear somebody's hot take on a story we're covering. If you want to have a hot take, do it on the air. If you don't want to talk on the air, don't call. That's the point I was trying to make. I'm sorry about that. It came out very poorly in the moment.
No, you did a good job, sir. And that's what I'm calling you about. And then I'll leave you alone after this.
Well, Tom, I appreciate it.
You do a good job.
I try.
You do a good job preparing for your show. You do a great job trying to manage people, and you know, and I'm glad that you said what you did, because it means you're a human. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you, Tom. You know what I need?
What's that?
I need a port-a-tom.
Yeah.
To follow me around all day and say that stuff to me in my ear. I need a little mini port-a-tom to put on my shoulder. And all day when I start getting down because I made a mistake, Tom go, no, Baron, you're human. It happens. I'm glad you did it. You do a good job. You prepare. You put on a good product. You're smart. I need a port-a-tom. Or maybe just like a you know,
a hotkey or whatever, you know, just fly around.
Or just Woody, you know?
Oh, yeah. You just
like you pull the string, and Tom, and I have like a little Tom doll, and he just tells me how great I am. When I start getting down, I pull that string. You're pretty smart, Baron. Pull that string again. I'm glad you said what you said. Pull that string again.
I like this idea.
You do some good prep.
I like this idea.
Fred.
You do a lot of good stuff. I love talking about nutrition and not doing the vaccines because of all the poison in them and certain drugs. And but that's not why I called. I called because I'm a cook for fancy stuff when we have Thanksgiving or Christmas for the family. And I would suggest to listeners, and you guys too, we're talking about seasonings, rosemary and jalapeno peppers just go crazy. They thrive on neglect. I've got two big rosemary bushes that are big enough to share, and I'll share some with you. But I can put rosemary almost anything instead of some seasoning that has some stuff in it that's probably not good for me. You know,
yeah,
the steak rub and some of that I love, but what, you know, I don't know what all's in there, and I know what's in rosemary and hot peppers, because you were talking about spicy stuff. You can use the hot peppers in moderation, and maybe you're cooking fresh green beans, and you won't, if you do it right, you won't taste the peppers, or it won't taste hot, but it'll have a different flavor. But you just kind of got to know what you're doing, you know.
You don't have to convince me people need more hot stuff in their cooking. I can assure you.
Well, I'll bring you some peppers, maybe.
Well, please do. Please do. Stop.
Let me tell you this, though. I got to get one dig in. You know that, right?
Yes, please, okay. Please.
All right. The Pikeville Town Center.
Yeah.
Seven businesses. You and I, okay? Pikeville guys. We own that building outright and get many, many thousands every month. So it's, you know, a lot more than the Dollar General that you mentioned.
What's that shopping center worth, you think? If you could sell that shopping center tomorrow, what's it worth?
Oh, man, I wouldn't have a clue because I'm not in the commercial real estate business. I don't know, but we own it, and we get rent from either six or seven tenants every month. You know, there's $10,000, $15,000 a month coming in every month. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm going to do 15,000 times 12.
Because I'd say about $1.5 million or $2 million, maybe more.
15,000 times 12 would be 180 grand a year.
That's not a whole lot.
That's your rents based on what you just said. 180 grand a year.
That beats a sharp stick.
Except if you could sell that building, you should be able to sell it for about 10 to 20 times your rents, depending on where it is.
Yeah, per. Or I think it's a year's rent for each tenant. Whatever they pay per year times six or seven tenants is usually the way they compute that. Mallory knows that. I'm not sure you do, okay?
Oh, I know I do. So based on my back-of-the-envelope math, the building as constituted in the rents is worth about $3.6 million.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That is exceedingly low. Which means they're not maximizing their rent. If your numbers are correct, now your numbers could be wrong.
Could be way wrong.
Yeah, your numbers could be way wrong.
And I admit that because I've not talked to any of them about what they pay.
Who is the anchor tenant? Who is the anchor tenant?
Who are the? The anchor would be Pike Road.
Right. And what is
Town Center?
What is the rent they're paying?
I don't know the rents of any of them.
Pike
I just know
Road
that they
ain't
pay
paying
rent.
Nothing. They own the building. They're not paying anything. So the number one thing, in other words, that building has a lot of functionality.
Oh, yeah.
And they're sucking up the functionality. And my understanding, not everybody pays rent all the time. That a lot of people go and they leave them in there, even when they're not paying rent, because they don't want the holes. They don't want closed down
empty
businesses.
I understand that. But, you know, one thing I was going to say yesterday, but I forgot to say, but, you know, everybody in Pike Road except you has Gordon's cell phone, and I can give it to you if you want to and ask him some of these questions.
Well, I've got it. He's not going to answer the phone if I call, but I got his cell phone. I don't want to talk to him.
All right. Well, you know,
I don't dislike Gordon Stone as a person. That's the thing a lot of people don't understand. I don't dislike Gordon Stone as a person. I don't dislike Charlotte Meadows as a person. I saw her yesterday afternoon as I was coming down and she was coming up. We shook hands. We were cordial. We always are. I consider her an acquaintance, not a friend. We've never really done anything, gone along. But I see her all over the place, and I consider her an acquaintance. I don't dislike her as a person. I disagree with her political positions vehemently, many of them. I think she's a lousy Republican, but I don't think she's a lousy person. I think Gordon Stone's a lousy mayor. I don't think he's a lousy person. But I think Pike Road is being held back on what potential they would have. I think it's being held back.
I think he's a visionary. Why don't you have him on the show one time?
I would love to have him on the show. I don't think he'll accept the invitation.
I bet he would.
I bet you would. I'll call him if you want me to.
Well, knock yourself out.
It's okay.
Anyway.
Dave, you know anybody that knows Gordon? Can you get him on the phone?
Yeah, I know him, all right.
Thanks.
Anyway, just don't forget what I said every once in a while. You still there?
Yeah.
Every once in a while, Swami, the mind is in slow motion, but the mouth is working overtime. Okay,
Fred.
Don't forget that. I wrote a song about that last night. It was such a good.
Are you Gordon's brother or something? Good call. Like he's Gordo's
brother. The body.
He's saying my mouth runs faster than my mind.
Well, I know, but isn't that a Beatles line? Something in their hands are working overtime.
I don't know the answer to that. Do look decorating. I know the answer to. I've got lousy, ugly paint on my walls, and I need to select better colors. I know the answer to that. You go to the designers at New Look Decorating. They're right on the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into the Atlanta Highway. And if you're shopping anywhere else for paint, you're not getting those high-quality Benjamin Moore products. Benjamin Moore paint is the most amazing paint. I mean, you put it out there in the sun, let it go 15, 20, 30 years, looks amazing. Throw it up on the walls. I don't care what kind of humidity you have in your house, what kind of grease you're splattering up there. They've got paints that can take all that punishment, and they still look great. Benjamin Moore's amazing. Don't take my word for it, though. Go to Benjamin Moore New Look Decorating on Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into it, right next to the Google Car Wash. Ask for a sample. Throw it up on the walls. Judge for yourself. Judge for yourself. I'm convinced you'll think it's the greatest paint you've ever seen, because I know paint professionals, and they say it's the highest quality paint you can imagine. But bam, 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 I use a painting contractor. Good. Good for you. Call a guy like Riley Manning and tell him to go to Benjamin Moore New Look Decorating. New Look Decorating on the Atlanta Highway. Go talk to my friend Brian and Brett over there. They'll love you. They've got designers on staff. Keep you from making mistakes. We'll be back.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Stateside.
Guess what I ate for lunch yesterday, Dave?
Unless you had two lunches. Midtown Pizza.
And you were sitting directly to my left.
I was.
It is amazing.
How good was that?
That special this week. Holy mackerel. You talk about a perfect summer special.
I think it might be my favorite.
Big, succulent, juicy Gulf shrimp. And a lemon wine sauce with capers and artichoke hearts. Over linguine. I paired that with a salad. Ranch dressing, $9. $9. Paired with a salad with ranch dressing. And their ranch dressing, even people who don't eat ranch dressing, eat their ranch dressing. Fresh.
It's so good.
Buttermilky, garlicky, beautiful, got the perfect amount of herbs and seasonings. It's a homemade, handmade, in-house made dressing. You can actually buy it by the bottle for $8. Midtown Pizza Kitchen's incredible. They got award-winning pizza pies. They got so much more. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. My friends, if you've not been by there, go. If you go regularly, go more. They got an amazing, amazing deal. It's Thursday, so you missed Wine Down Wednesday. That was yesterday. But guess what is tomorrow's like a big family night. Yeah. Tons of people go on Friday. And then Sunday, half-price beer from 4 to close, half-price beer. Kids eat free.
You can't beat Sunday.
Kids eat free. Kids
you
eat free,
half-price beer. Cannot beat Sunday.
You could go there and have two or three beers, let the kids run wild, eat food, and spend like $20. I mean, it's incredible. It's incredible what happens. I got a follow-up to a story we covered yesterday. Remember the Energy Star thermostat report?
Yeah.
Saying that you have to keep your thermostat, or you're supposed to keep your thermostat at 82 degrees when sleeping, 78 degrees during the day,
mm-hmm.
and 85 when you're away from home.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of the Department of Energy, Energy Star.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Secretary Rick Perry has released a statement on behalf of the Department of Energy in response to this. Because a lot of people were like, are you nuts telling me I got to be on 78 all day and 82 when I'm sleeping? Wrong. It goes down when I go to sleep, not up. Here is the new position of the Department of Energy as released by Rick Perry yesterday. You ready? It is the position of the Department of Energy that Americans should set their thermostats. Have you seen this statement? This new statement by Rick Perry? I'm not making this up. This is an actual, honest to God, complete statement by the Department of Energy head, Rick Perry.
I smell freedom in the air.
It is the position of the Department of Energy that Americans should set their thermostats to whatever temperature they choose.
Gosh!
I love Rick Perry.
I thought I smelled freedom.
I love Rick Perry. Set it wherever the hell you want, people. Bernie's not president yet. Elizabeth Warren's not president yet. We still have the God Emperor of the United States, Donald J. Trump, as president. Oh, have you heard my new hotkey? Actually, not a hotkey yet. I'm going to make it a hotkey in a minute. Have you heard my new liner that is going to become a hotkey soon? let's see here. I'm going to go ahead and play this for you, Young Joseph, if you would like to hear it. Oh, you got to get. I'm going to let him get his headphones.
Yeah.
Got to let him get his headphones.
All right, I'm ready.
You ready? New Trump hotkey in just a moment.
I am the chosen one.
I heard that yesterday. I wish he had, instead of just tweeting, I wish he had said King of Israel.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I am the chosen one.
You were the chosen one.
Right. I hear all of you out there saying Barabbas is so much better, but he's not.
I am the chosen one. I love it, people. I love it.
Now, you should link that with in the third terrible Star Wars prequel.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Obi-Wan screams at, what's his name, when he's all got his limbs cut off.
Oh, Anakin, yeah.
You were the chosen one.
You were supposed to be the chosen one.
Yeah, you should link them together.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Good. And I love that Trump, it was one of these impromptu press conferences.
Yeah, well,
when he said it, he looked up at the sky.
Yeah, he did. He looked up and goes, I am the chosen one. That's why he fades off mic a second.
Yeah.
That's why he fades off mic, because he turns away from the mic. He said, it sounds like, I am the chosen one.
Baron, he's literally in God mode.
He's stuck in God mode, people. Andrew. Andrew?
Andrew.
Andy?
Yes, hello.
You're on, my friend.
Hey. I'm an HVAC contractor. I just had my own opinion on that. Turning your temperature up at night and turning it down, or turn it up at night and up in the daytime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At nighttime, you have less heat load on the house coming in, so it actually benefits you to turn it down at night because it uses less energy to cool the house at night, and you're more comfortable, of course.
See, in
the daytime, it's going to run all day, no matter what. It's almost 100 degrees outside. So put it put it to the temperature you want anyway.
You say that, but I put mine on 78 all day, and it cuts off half the day.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. We got a good house, Andrew. You didn't buy a dump. Yeah. It's a great house.
Good insulation helps.
Yeah, it makes up a difference. But yeah, I put on 78. It does not run all day. It runs probably 2/3 of the day. But you know what my power bill was last month?
What's that?
Let's just say there was a pigtail at the front or a pointy number at the front.
Oh, Lord. I'm so happy to be in an apartment again.
It's a big old number at the front of that energy bill.
I got the power bill last night for the new apartment.
Uh-huh.
$150. I'm so happy.
Are you on the ground floor?
Yes.
If you're on the ground floor in an apartment, you have air insulation above
it's
you.
So
you can't
wonderful.
Beat it. Do you have a west-facing window by chance?
No.
Okay, good. You're set. You'll have cheap energy forever.
Yeah, and
cheap
the house energy. I was in, the bill was like $3-something.
Yeah,
so
this is a great, drafty job.
Yeah.
Ugh. Hey, Andrew, good call. Appreciate that. Appreciate the work you do out there.
What?
Well, I had all these other... Look how big my stack is still. 3 hours, my stack is still
that
big.
We got time tomorrow to get to the stack.
3 hours, and my stack is still that big.
I have to be honest, I'm not impressed.
With the size of my stack?
No.
Well, you should have seen it 3 hours ago before I used it.
Think about the guy I work with in the afternoon. Have you seen his stack?
Well, nobody has a stack as big as Greg's.
Right.
3 hours, Joey.
Hey, you don't stay on top as long as Greg has without a stack that big.
I mean, it's impressive.
He's a big stack.
He's carrying around that stack in his gym sack. It's great.
He's a stack guy.
He does have that big sack that he carries around.
I worry about his back.
He's got that big sack he carries around. He has a huge stack.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder he's been so popular so long.
Horses in the back.
No wonder he has sciatica issues. He says the rollerblading.
Rollerblading? When's the last time Greg rollerbladed?
Since he threw out
Never.
Since it started pinching his sciatica nerve.
Never.
I don't have a stack as big as Greg's, but I got a stack of news I cover.
And I've never been rollerblading either.
Ever?
No, God no. Why would I have been rollerblading?
Is there a rule that anybody over like 6'4 can't rollerblade?
I mean, I don't know.
It's a long way to the ground.
I wouldn't even try.
It's a long way to the ground.
Even at like 16. Nope.
Joey, I'm going to relinquish these microphones in moments.
Good.
Are you ready for them?
Oh, yeah.
Dave, shall we do it again tomorrow?
21 hours.
See you then.